Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors, chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verd. In my language, it's weight loss. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's South Beach Food and Wine Festival. I'm so excited. Martha Stewart is in Miami and she's my idol. Aside from Barbra Streisand, of course. Don't ever ask me who wins. I am loyal. Barbra Streisand first. This is a podcast that I did not expect to make today. I'm actually quite busy, but you know, it's all about inspiration when you're speaking from the heart, when you're being raw and real, when you're not performing and being something that you're not, which is something that's very difficult for me. I am who I am, take it or leave it, and I make no excuses. That's why I really am always with people that love me, because you got to love me to be with me. In any case, happy Friday. Come to Miami and eat, do yoga, be healthy. Call me up. I'll join you. Only healthy things, though. In any case, I got a phone call today from a lady in Europe, and she called me by my name. And she said, I'm sorry, but I need 2 minutes of your time. Now, I thought it was one of those weird chain letters from Africa where they start asking you for money and they say that they've been hijacked and all this stuff, because I've gotten some of those too. But actually, she said some things to me that I knew were known. She began to quickly make excuses and say, I'm calling you because you know my boyfriend. And then she said, ex-boyfriend. And then she said, I love him and I need your help. I have to tell you, I'm still in shock. I have been on this earth for 43 years and I have never in my life received a phone call like that. I am a woman who lost her marriage because of infidelity and I never made a call like that. I did have a couple of boyfriends, couple meaning two, prior to meeting my husband when I was 19 years old, I never made a phone call like that. I never heard of anyone making a phone call like that. The reason I'm making this podcast is because I am a woman and because it broke my heart to hear that woman suffering in that manner. I asked her in her place in Europe to find a life coach or something like that, a psychologist or a psychiatrist to speak with. I don't think it's healthy that she calls what she thinks is a potential threat, which I thought was kind of humorous because the timing of her phone call was like Clockwork Orange a little bit. My voice cleared up though. She actually made me smile. She gave me too much credit. The truth is I'm a woman just like her. And she kept saying, woman to woman. Okay, which part of, I know I'm a woman and I know you're a woman and I have been in your place and maybe I am in your place right now. The truth is, everything that happens, happens for a reason. A lady who called me, I want you to know that. Obviously, you're listening to me. Thank you very much for paying attention to this life coach in Miami. I'm going to read you something that my baby cousin sent me today. Breathe. You're going to be okay. Breathe and remember that you've been in this place before. You've been this uncomfortable and anxious and scared, and you've survived. Breathe and know that you can survive this too. These feelings can't break you. They're painful and debilitating, but you can sit with them and eventually they will pass. Maybe not immediately, but sometime soon. They are going to fade, and when they do, you'll be back. You'll look at this moment and laugh for having doubted your resilience. I know it feels unbearable right now, but keep breathing again and again. This will pass. I promise it will pass. So that's my little cousin, who happens to be a gorgeous creature. Here she is training me. You have to let go. You have to let go, okay, to move forward. And it's not easy. But I'll tell you something that's personally valuable to me. I search for the problem. I identify it. I define it. And then I cut it. It's what got me through non-smoking. It's what got me the courage to leave my 22-year relationship with my husband, the father of my son. It's not 5 years. It's not less than 24 months. It was 22 years. It was my second life. And I said goodbye. And guess what? I never looked back. 2.5 years later, I quit a 21-year habit. It's kind of funny how smoking and marriage went hand in hand. Protect yourself. Go into self-preservation. Do not look back. Be healthy. Eat healthy. Exercise. Don't make phone calls to people you don't know. It's not a good practice. You did call a life coach. You called a woman who's been scorned. You called a woman who's been cheated. And for that, I have a big heart. But it is not a safe practice to call an innocent human being. It's not even pretty. So, lady that called me this morning, my advice to you is be happy, go into self-preservation, let it go. No one is worth your pride, your health, your integrity. Lady that called me this morning, I forgot your name. I will never mention this phone call to anyone, except all of my subscribers on iTunes. But hey, you're the lady that called me. There's no name. I wish you nothing but the best. Don't worry about what I'm doing this weekend. I promise you don't know anything about me. 1% of what you know on social media is true. 99% is false. To get to know me, you've got to be my friend. Not friend me. You've got to be my friend. I have very few friends. The ones that I have, I value with everything I have. The people that I love, they love me. They're very few. I'm proud of them. Lady that called me this morning, you have inspired me in such a deep way. Thank you so much. I hope that I did that for you too. Now, find someone in your city, in your country, in your continent, and talk away, okay? And you know, lady who called me this morning, you don't know if I'm doing the same thing. So happy Friday. Meet me in Miami and we can eat and be merry. Yogurt at the Raleigh Hotel tomorrow. Soho Beach House all weekend long. I'm a member. I can. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.